Okay, now we're recording.
I said, Lord, you sure you don't want me to go to the ghetto, man? Because I'll go over there. That doesn't scare me. That's, people don't like going there, but I'll go there. You send me. And he goes, no, you need to go to the west. I'm like, okay. So I get to the west side. I get to the grocery store, the King Supers, and I was like, this is where you want me? He goes, yes. I said, I don't see no families here. He goes, would you just be quiet? And just worship me. And so I was playing, I played Amazing Grace, and I was just playing some old hymns. And I forgot that I hit the switches and they were on. So it was playing on the outside. But sometimes when I pull in parking lots and I'm praying and waiting, I don't have music on the outside. Mm-hmm. But I forgot to turn them off. And I was just praising God and worshiping, just like he said. Instead of being impatient, why don't you just worship me? I'm like, okay. So it was a good lesson to learn while I'm waiting. Or if we're waiting for anything, we need just to worship him. And so I was just worshiping, and then he goes, look to the right. And I looked, and this van pulled out. Two families came out. There was five children, and it was a brother and a sister, and their husband and wife, and they came out, and they had a piece of cardboard, with nothing on it. Mm-hmm. And they were close enough where I could see that there was nothing on it, but then they were listening to the worship. Mm-hmm. And then the father told his son something, and then he came over. The son did. He said, hey, mister, do you happen to have a magic marker? Because we don't have one. Do you have one by chance? And I go, yeah, I do. I said, what are you going to write on there? He says, anything helps.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
I said, anything helps. So you guys must be hungry. And they're like, he goes, his eyes got really big. He goes, yeah. I said, yeah, I got one. I'll bring it right over.
How old is he?
He was 12.
Oh, 12 years old.
I said, I'll be right there, man. So I shut everything down, grabbed the marker. I walked over there with my Bible. And the kid put the cardboard right against the little hood of the van to write on it. I said, instead of writing down anything helps, why don't you write down God is faithful? And he's like, he looked at his dad and he looked at me, and his dad goes, go ahead, write it down, put it on there. So he put God is faithful. And his sister, which is 10, Emily, goes, I thought we were supposed to write down anything helps because we need help. And I said, God said to tell you that he is faithful. He's heard your prayers. He has heard your cries. And her mom goes, what are you doing? What's going on here? Like, your voice brings so much peace to me. Like, who are you? I said, my name's Sonny. I'm sorry I didn't introduce myself, but I'm Sonny. She said, you were sent here by God? I said, by God and Blue Mustang. And the boy that's 8 years old goes, God has a Blue Mustang? What? He was all confused. That threw a curve on him. Like, that just really... I said, his name is Steve. And Blue Mustang is his nickname because of the Latinos. The Latino gang gave him that because he has a Blue Mustang. And they have Mustangs in that gang. And then he goes, whoa, that's cool. I want a nickname like that. And then their dad, his Noah, goes, all right, man, you got to tell me what's happening here, because We're holding up. We're gonna hold up a sign all day saying anything helps because we're hungry. I said, well, let me tell you about Blue Mustang and the ministry God gave him for families like you. And you could tell that their faces were like, okay, just tell me, because I'm like, I want to know. Like, they were just excited. And
like, why is the price of silver going down?
And I said, God has put in his heart to bless people with 140 a piece so they could buy groceries. But he gets tired of breaking down 20s and he just replaces the 40 with the 50 because it's just better and it's just like less hassle and it's just more fun. And he goes, what? And he started giggling. The adults got it. The kids were like trying to figure it out. And she goes, Sarah, the other wife, said, so he gives 150 instead of 140 because he doesn't want to deal with having to dig up, you know, break a 20 or because of inflation. And what? She just starts laughing. She thought that was hilarious. She was awesome. She was full of God. You could see it. And even before they saw the money, I even reached in my pocket, they said, well, Emily said, we need to pray for Blue Mustang and thank God for him. Because without him, without God and him, we wouldn't be eating today. I cried when she said that. It's like, wow. So they prayed for you. Each one prayed for you and your family. And the little boy prayed for you and the car.
Yeah.
That little boy, he's going to have a Mustang someday.
Yeah.
That's his dream car. So. And after they prayed, and they still haven't seen the money, but they were already praising God. They were thanking God for providing and thanking God for you, for giving to them. And the little girl goes, you know, does that mean that we actually get to buy some eggs and some cereal today and some milk? Because I'm really craving an egg sandwich and some cereal. I go, yeah, that's what it means. You get to go and buy that. And all of a sudden I hear this cart coming, like two cart coming. And I'm going, here comes the girl. I know. I look over to the left and here comes the two girls that work there. Sonny, what are you doing out here? I know what you're doing. And they're just laughing. And the families are going, are those your daughters or something? I'm like, no, no. These girls love the Lord. They bless people. God has put them in our heart to help people like you too, and like me. They get there and they go, you kids want to ride into the start? Of course. Even the 12-year-old got on the cart.
Oh, is that right? Jeez.
What in the world? So they gave them a ride all the way to the start. But while they were standing there and the kids were getting in the cart, they said, you know what? Thank you for choosing this store. Because this store is anointed by God. You guys will be blessed today. And so they handed them $50 gift cards to each family.
Yeah.
That's from the girl.
Yeah.
It's not from, the manager. He wasn't there. He was on vacation somewhere. But the girls gave him $50 a piece. The lady with that, the gas station part of the store, she walks over and gives them $50 gift cards apiece. And she's never given to anybody ever until this started.
Oh, wow. Now, you're talking starting at the West store?
At the West store.
Oh, okay.
Because she never had given to anybody.
Uh-huh.
But she said, I noticed what's happening. Because she sees me out there. She sees what's happening.
Yeah.
And she asked the girls, what is that all about? So then the girls told them. About, I don't know, a month ago, and she said, I'm gonna start giving too.
Wow.
So she goes, I'm part of the gas station. You guys are part of the store. I work here. You guys work over there. Some families might need some extra money for gas, so I'll give them a gift card so they can get gas.
So, you just found this out here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just found that out last week. Yeah. And I was like, oh, look at how God does that.
Man. Annoying.
It's a ripple effect on a ministry that God gave you, but yet it's reflecting on others, and they're responding to what they see.
Yeah.
See how miracles happen?
Yeah.
See how all that response happened? And so we're walking down to get groceries, and then God says, you need to get going. You need to go get those burritos. And get, because that gang I was going to go and see, they were going to leave.
Right.
So I had to go catch them, and I said, I'm going to go minister to gangs now. And she goes, you still haven't given us the money.
Oh.
Still hasn't happened.
Uh-huh.
And I said, patience teaches you to rely on God, not to rely on men. But this man has been sent to you by God. So see, he's not just a man that you're going to rely on, but he's a man of God. I said, do you see the difference? She goes, totally do. That's a miracle. And so I pulled out the money and I gave him 150 each. She looked at the 50 and started laughing. Because I don't know what it is about that. It's just like, instead of seeing a 40, she sees the 50 and she goes, oh, that blue Mustang's a character. Good job. Oh, praise God. And the girls are like, blue Mustang's not giving 140 anymore? I'm like, no, that's a set price that God put on there. That's a set price God put on there. But he does it just for fun. Because God gave that kind of a heart to him. And she's like, I just love that. And then little little Susan said, I want a heart like that. I want a heart that just give. That's what I want to do the rest of my life. And her mom and dad started crying. That was awesome. And it's just like, they got the cardboard, and they still wrote on there, God is faithful.
Faithful.
And when, I guess they called me later, but when they came back out, they saw a cart out there by the one of the parking spots, by where their van was. They put the card on them. God is faithful.
I was kind of curious what would happen if a guy would stand with the God who's faithful on your brother, he would get donations.
I bet he would, because he's not putting on there anything helps, need money for food, out of a job or something.
Yeah.
But you hold up a sign that says God is faithful. That's more power, but that's, you're having faith.
Like, yeah.
You're walking by faith. That's beautiful, man. I love that.
Guess that's it. And that ends that one.